We're back here on Giants.com for another edition of Eisen's Mailbag, just over a week away from the NFL Draft, and we're joined by Michael Eisen. It's all brought to you by PSE&G. Michael, you ready to go?
Ready to go, John.
Top-notch questions here coming in from our fans. Let's start with Paul from Kansas. Did Jason Pierre-Paul's weight have anything to do with his performance last year? We've heard this kind of floating around the media. Coach kind of had an offhand remark a few weeks ago. What's the deal?
You know, all I can do is go by what Jason Pierre-Paul said, which it did not have anything to do with his performance. And, I mean, his performance couldn't have been that bad. He started in the Pro Bowl. Yes, he had 6.5 sacks, which was quite a decline from last year, but teams obviously paid more attention to him. So I'm going to say no, although apparently he said he'll lose weight if that's what the coaches want him to do.
And in no time as well. So, Jason, ready to go if the coaches want him to. This one from Kevin in Minnesota. What's your best Pat Summerall memory?
I do remember when I was working for the Newark Star-Ledger, and I can't even remember what specifically the story was about, but I had to call Pat Summerall. While I had him on the phone, I asked him another question, which led to stories off the cuff by Pat Summerall. I think I was on the phone with him for about 30 minutes. Talking mostly about things I didn't need for the story, but the times I met him, he was just a real gentleman and a great guy, and he obviously was a tremendous announcer. And he kicked one of the most famous field goals in Giants history.
Yeah, see, I figure you being in the building for that big field goal would have been the number one moment.
I was not there in 1958, but I do. I was born, but I was not there for the field goal.
All right, question, no problem. Question number three, Jason in Dallas. After seeing this new group back together just for a couple of days, what's your feel for the personality of this locker room? Is it a little bit different than it has been in years past?
I think so, but I don't know whether it's so much the makeup, the identity of the players. It's really, from talking to the players, what happened last year, it's sort of a contradiction. They'd like to forget about what happened at the end of the year last year when they lost those two games to Atlanta and Baltimore, didn't make the playoffs, yet they want to use it as motivation going forward, which sort of are incongruous, but that's what they have said, and they're just very determined to put the work in this year and make amends for not making the playoffs last year.
All right, let's go to Jeff in Oklahoma City. How much should Giant fans pay attention to all the mock drafts they're seeing online?
I pay no attention to the mock drafts. I really don't. You know, the Giants are an organization that traditionally, from George Young to Ernie Accorsi to Jerry Reese, very secretive, don't give out really any information about what they're thinking about players or needs. Anything that anyone outside of this building writes or says is all speculation. So, I mean, you could obviously target you know, what you perceive to be the Giants' needs, but that may not line up with what the Giants perceive to be their needs. So I put no stock in mock drafts.
Of course, you said the Giants don't give out any information. But let's wait until tomorrow when Jerry Reese addresses the media and gives away the entire Giants strategy for the draft.
When he shows up with a copy of the draft board, you all get a copy of this. And if so-and-so is there at number 19, we're going to take him. I'm sure that's going to happen. Jerry Reese, who, like Ernie and George, can get through an entire pre-draft news conference without naming the identity of one draft-eligible player.
A lot of fun, as always, so make sure you check out Giants.com tomorrow. You'll hear from Jerry Reese, and you'll hear from all the Giants players for the first time since coming back from last season. Mike, we appreciate the time, as always. Thanks
a lot.
And that's all the time we have for Eisen's Mailbag, brought to you by PSE&G right here on Giants.com. Have a good one.